The Paradise Valley Sanitarium, a view of the work. Within a comparatively few years, the importance of California as a mission field has increased manyfold. Southern California is world-renowned as a health resort. Every year, thousands of tourists come here. These must hear the last warning message. We are called upon by God to explain the scriptures to these people. And as many of those who come are in search of health, one of the most important agencies for reaching the passing multitudes is institutional work along medical missionary lines. In the providence of God, the minds of a few of our workers were directed to this field as a center for medical missionary work. At the time I returned from Australia in 1900, treatment rooms and a large vegetarian restaurant were being conducted in Los Angeles. A year or two later, some of the brethren in Los Angeles were very active in planning for the extension of the medical missionary work in Southern California. In their eagerness to advance rapidly, some seemed to lose sight of the plain instruction the Lord had given regarding the establishment of new sanitariums. Instead of planning to find some country location suitable for sanitarium work, they sought to establish a mammoth institution in the heart of the city. The Lord instructed me in the night season that this was not a wise plan to follow. The counsel that had been given our people 35 years before was repeated. The same scenes that had passed before me prior to the establishment of the Battle Creek Health Reform Institute passed before me again, and I wrote out the instruction concerning the sanitarium work that is published in Testimonies for the Church, Volume 7. In this, it is pointed out that the Lord would be pleased to have several small country sanitariums instead of one mammoth city sanitarium in Southern California. And the leaders of the medical work were counseled to search for properties on which were buildings that could be utilized to advantage, and which could be secured at very low prices. We are now beginning to see carried out the purposes of the Lord for this field. Already there are sanitariums in running order in three of the most important tourist centers. These are beautifully located at Glendale, near Los Angeles, at Loma Linda, in the Redlands Riverside San Bernardino District, and at Paradise Valley, near San Diego. For a long time, however, the medical missionary work in Southern California was at a standstill because of the unbelief of some. Suitable properties were found, but the brethren in responsibility would not advance. A special opportunity came to us in the form of a property a few miles south of San Diego, known as the Potts Sanitarium. The Lord had manifestly prepared the way for us to begin sanitarium work at this point, and when the wheel of providence turned in our favor and the property came within our reach, we felt as if we must act without further delay, notwithstanding the hesitancy of brethren in responsibility, who should have been quick to discern the advantages of this place as a center for medical missionary work. In the securing of the property now known as the Paradise Valley Sanitarium, we see the gracious leading of God. This property has been secured at a price far less than its real value, and the Lord would now have His people build up and strengthen the medical missionary work in this important tourist center.